Tune in to the next Taking the Over with Billy Gunn to find out if Ted DiBiase will sell his values for $75.
There you go.
With a side of Jen Hale. I can only think about New Orleans and those jumbo shrimp. So ask no questions and I tell no lies. I got big old pupils and bloodshot eyes. I'm on the brink, if you know what I mean. In a 12-step program couldn't keep me clean. Cause I'm the bull guy, you understand? The illegitimate son of man. The D.O.P. to the D.O.G. or the P.O.D. to the G.O.D. And I'm tripping. What's up? You're listening to Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. I'm your host, Billy Gunn, here on the official sports wagering podcast of the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. And with me this week, my special guest is none other than Scott Greenbaum of the Dome Patrol podcast itself. He's from the mothership. He is from the OG original Dome Patrol podcast. Scott's almost like the news. He's the information guy on the Dome Patrol Network. He keeps us fucking informed of everything. Scott and I are similar in a few ways. Scott and I will disagree on some things from time to time. But I've got Scott on for what's going to be a very special episode because we got something really fun planned for this week. Scott, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been looking forward to coming on the show. I think I'm probably one of the last ones. So I just figured you save the best for last is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and I still got some of our friends from the UK that need to come on too. You know, we'll get them on.
Yeah.
Those guys are like
here.
Those guys are closet gamblers.
You and Ash. Yeah, they are.
They're like low key gambling all the time. They just don't tell us, you know. Cuz it's completely legal.
Yeah, Ben gambles a lot. Ben definitely, every now and then he'll throw up some stuff and it's like, oh, well, look what you bet, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, and they take crazy 6-7-way parlays that, you know, those are tough. But, dude, we had some success last week. All three of our teasers hit. So we ended up going 3-1 because we took the over in one of the Saturday games and that didn't work out. We missed it by half point. So we ended up going 3-1 last week, bringing our overall record to 57-41-2 on the season, which is right around 57%. That's something we're very, very happy with. We also placed a special bonus teaser last week. And the idea behind that teaser was I took a specific amount of money and I dedicated this teaser to purchasing a cameo for the show, to purchasing a cameo for Taking Me Over. So if this bet hit, it was going to give us a nice little budget for a cameo. And Scott, I know that you know, but for any of the listeners that don't, Cameo is like a service where you can go and get like C-list celebrities to read a message or say something to your friends or for your show or whatever. So like, for example, if it was your birthday coming up and I wanted to get a gift for you, for $50, I could get Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC to Catch a Predator to ask you to, Scott, happy birthday. Why don't you have a seat over here?
That's funny.
So we've got a list of cameo names, right? And that teaser that I did, the dedicated teaser for the cameo budget, was taking Buffalo and teasing them from -6.5 to -0.5, right? Taking Tampa and teasing them from -8.5 to -2.5. And then the little cherry on top was Monday night. We took Alabama, fucking Bama, from 8.5 to 2.5. Well, obviously that hit. So yeah, we cashed out a decent little, I don't like to get into specifics on this show, but let's just say if you'd wagered 200, you would have won 300 there and paid 500. And so we've got a little budget to work with here, Scott.
Nice.
You excited to talk about pop culture C-list celebrities?
I am. That's my wheelhouse. I'm very excited about that. I'm very big into pop culture. Actually, I used to have a show on VH1. It was like some kind of pop culture trivia show. Man, that was like my favorite show on TV. I used to kill at that show. I was like, I have to get on this show. And so I'm definitely down with the C-list celebrity. That's just that's awesome.
We'll run through some cameos. We're going to talk about the divisional round of the playoffs. We're going to pick some winners. We're going to make some more money. We're going to listen to some good tunes. We're going to have a real good time. I do have to warn everybody. I did stop and buy some Delta 8 THC, which is completely legal. Completely legal, Scott. These are legal gummies. And I took one. I had a lunch meeting today, and I took one, 25 milligrams, and I got lost on the way home. So, I don't know.
That must have been some good stuff then.
I guess that's a good sign if you get lost going home, right? I mean, look, you ever miss your exit? That happens.
Yes.
You miss your exit? You ever miss your exit by three?
No, I don't think I've done that one.
I missed my exit by three. So, here we are. All right, hey. We got a cameo. We got a cameo budget here, Scott. We don't have to spend it all. We don't. I've designated 300 to it based on our winnings on the bonus bet. But hey, man, it's my money. Shit.
Might as well spend it all.
Well, we're gonna spend it on something. I'm gonna get some new Crocs. You know, I ordered some new sick mullet shades. Very excited about
those. Those are awesome.
Dude, I've embraced mullet culture. You know, I was like razor close to quitting Facebook last week. I was just tired of everything, right? Yeah. And I found some mullet groups, like groups of people that are all about the mullet mentality and mullet culture.
Nice.
And there is a mullet culture out there. And dude, these are the best fucking people on the planet. Like everybody's
salt of the earth.
Dude, no, it's that's awesome. That. It's not just because everybody's kind of doing it ironically, and the creed of the mullet community is like be excellent to yourself and others, you know. And for me, it's like, look, dude, take care of business on the front, right? Like you gotta handle your shit, but make room for that party in the back because that's why you should. You should be good to yourself. You should be good to others, and that's what the mullet community is all about. So I'm excited, dude. I got some new mirrored ski shades on the way, and I'm living that life, dude. I can't wait. All right, here we go. Talking about cameos. So I'm going to roll through some opportunities, Scott, of different cameo performance you can get. If you hear a rooster crowing in the background, can you hear a rooster crowing in the background, Scott?
I can hear it, yes.
That's, dude, hey, we live in that mullet life, brother. We live in that awesome, mullet. Man. We wearing mullets. We missing our exit by three. We're listening. We got roosters crowing, dude. We could talk about aliens later. I don't know. It's taking me over. You know what this show is about. You've probably been listening since
I day
one. So I'm so excited to have you on. All right, let's start with the greatest quarterback of all time. Drew Brees is on Cameo.
Wow.
Drew Brees is $550 on Cameo.
I'm very surprised he's on Cameo.
I am too, but that's a pretty high number for Cameo. As you're going to learn, that's a pretty high number for Cameo. Like, okay, let me ask you, Scott, how much would you charge if you were on Cameo? How much if I want you to tell my friend on happy birthday, why don't you have a seat over here from Scott Greenbaum? What are you charging?
I mean, I'm nobody, but I mean, I don't know, maybe $100.
You can charge $100. That's a lot. I'm gonna charge $100. All right, I'll charge $70. I should probably ask you this question again as we move through the list.
Okay.
Drew Brees $550. I mean, I'm shocked that he's on here, but that's not a bad number. Carol,
I mean, especially since he's still playing, because like you get him to say some shit that
get into some trouble. $10 million a year deal to broadcast. He's got Jimmy John's. He's making $25 million a year, and that dude will Cameo for $550. I mean, I don't know. That's crazy, huh?
Yes.
All right. From Tiger King, Carol fucking Baskin.
Oh gosh, she's 299. As a matter of fact, I want to say I saw a video of her doing a cameo for somebody. I don't remember what it was. She's $299.
She's expensive. You're gonna see that she's way out of the market. Fuck Carole Baskin. From one mullet to another, Joe Exotic. Fuck Carole Baskin. Joe Exotic is not on this list because he's in prison.
That's true. Maybe he'll get pardoned. You never know.
Well, Trump's busy with other shit right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Doc Antle, also of Tiger King, $250. These Tiger King guys are a little high, so I'm going to skip right to the next name on the list. Jerry Springer, $125.
Gosh, you would think he would be higher.
Tulane grad.
Not
Brett
that,
Musburger.
I think.
Yep. Jerry Springer is a Tulane grad, former mayor of Cincinnati.
I know he was a major mayor of Cincinnati.
Yeah. Brent Musburger, $150. I think give the show some credibility, Brent Musburger.
Yeah.
Bring us in.
Yeah. But it might be a little too much credibility.
You're going to like this one. He put too much credibility. You're going to like this one because there's rumors we're doing a Cobra Kai podcast here soon. Martin Cove, who is the actor that plays Sensei Kreese, $225. Yep.
See, he probably jacked it up once Cobra Kai came out because he knew that.
He probably charged $10 before Cobra Kai came
out.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
He probably. All right. This one's interesting. You know who Brandi Chastain is?
Yes, I do.
She was the female soccer player who scored the goal in the Women's World Cup in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then ripped her shirt off. I've got a story. New Orleans hosted a Super Bowl like in the early 2000s. Do you remember exactly what year?
In the early 2000s? That wasn't the when the lights went out.
That's
is
not
it?
The one the lights went out. It was years before that. Might have been late 90s. Whatever Super Bowl that was that New Orleans hosted, I had an
Was it the Patriots?
It was the Patriots and the Rams.
Was that the year was that Tom Brady's first?
That was when the U2 did the halftime show. It was probably 2002. It was like after 9/11. It was 2002, probably. Yeah, it was 2002. That was 2002.
Okay.
So that year, I've got to go to a lot of Super Bowl stuff and actually went to, there was a Madden Bowl party. And it was like, it was like the MC was like, Shannon Sharp. Kyle Turley was there. Ricky Williams was there. Brandi Chastain was there with her little brother. And he got drunk and passed out in the men's room. And Brandi Chastain asked me to go get him and carry him out of the bathroom for her.
That's hilarious. I would have been like, I'll do it if you take your top off.
Take your shirt off. Adam Duritz of the Counting Crows. $150.
How much was Brandi Chastain? I don't think you said.
$200. That's
$200
too much
for Brandi Chastain. Yeah,
maybe
that's
$20
bucks.
Maybe I have some currency with her because I carried her drunk brother out of the bathroom.
Yeah, maybe so.
Adam Duritz of Counting Crows is $150. That's crazy.
Okay.
Andrew Dice Clay, the Dice Man, $299.
Yeah. You know what? I almost think he would be worth every penny.
What we should do is I'm gonna put a check mark next to Dice Clay. He's gonna make the next round.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Jay Moore. Oh my god, Jay Moore.
Okay.
Jay Moore's had some problems recently. He's $88.
$88, wow.
Yeah. Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller, prominent atheist.
Okay.
I think I've read a couple of his books. He's $125. But he's not really, he's from Vegas. He lives in Vegas.
Right. But, he's a really smart guy.
He's a very smart guy. I've read at least two of his books. Lance Bass. Which one was he in? Was he NSYNC or 98 Degrees or?
Yeah, I think he was
one of those. Lance Bass is $24.
$24. That's it?
That's pretty sad, huh?
I would have thought he would have been a lot more.
You know, he's just cranking them out.
Yeah. I mean, he's real big in the...
He's going for volume. Damn,
I guess.
That dude's probably, yeah, he's cranking them all day. Boom, 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 25, 25, 25. Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC to Catch a Predator is $50. That would be a funny one for, like, a birthday. Scott, why don't you have a seat right over here? Happy birthday. Randy Couture, Captain America, UFC legend, $50. $50. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray. Hosts like Entertainment Tonight type shows ever since then.
Yeah.
$90. Pro Wrestling's Mick Foley, $99.
He's got COVID right now.
Does he have COVID right now?
Yes, he does.
I should send him some vitamins, man.
Maybe send him some gummies.
Yeah, I'm hoping too. THC helps COVID, by the way. That's why it didn't get me too bad.
There you go.
Kurt Angle, $100. Yeah, Kurt Angle's $100. The next one, okay, this one would mean a lot to me because this artist is kind of a legend in mullet culture, like in the mullet society. Riff Raff, do you know who Riff Raff is?
I know that name.
He's like a rapper. He's like a white rapper. Was like big on MTV. He's a pretty wild guy. He's Riff Raff is $85. Oh, dude, Crime Donkey's gonna love this one. This is gonna. Sorry, Scott. Here comes the new intro for the Main Tone Patrol podcast. Jason's gonna be all over Nick Hexum. Lead singer of 311. He's $150.
And Jason would probably pay a lot more than that.
He's $150. I mean, you know that's happening.
That's happen.
Sorry. Yeah. In case you don't like Nick Hexum, you're about to. I've got a feeling Jason's going to get Nick Hexum for the main show. This one, okay, I'm going to put a star by the next one for me. This guy is one of the funniest motherfuckers on the planet. And he's so underappreciated. A lot of people don't get his humor. But Gilbert Gottfried.
That is a good one.
He's so funny, dude. Gilbert Gottfried's $150.
That's pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. Gilbert Gottfried's a notoriously cheap guy. Very, very, very. And he used to go on the Howard Stern show. He used to joke about how Jewish he was and the stereotype of Scott, are you Jewish?
I am not. Your name is. My grandfather was Jewish, and he became Catholic to marry my grandmother.
But you're ethnically Jewish, probably.
Yes, on your grandfather's side.
Right.
Yes, I am Catholic. But I mean, if you think about that, I mean, that's a hell of a conversion. That's not like going from, you know, Baptist to Episcopal. That's like serious altering, life changing kind of thing.
Bruce Buffer's $299. Voice of the UFC.
Yeah, I figured he'd be high.
I figured he'd be higher than that. Tommy Chong. I like this one too. He's $150.
$150.
Like to give Tommy Chong.
I think he'd like that one.
Yeah, I like that one. I'm gonna put a star by him. Simon Rex, aka Dirt Nasty. He's kind of friends with Riff Raff. $69.
Yeah, I know, right?
$69, get it? It's an innuendo. Yeah. it's like a junior high kid that Simon Rex. Brett Favre. Ooh, Brett Favre. Not getting him for taking the over. He's $400.
Wow.
Less than Drew Brees. Now,
it would be funny though to have him announce or intro a Saints podcast.
I think how much do you think he'd charge to send you a picture of his short dick? Because he did that
probably
free.
Not much. I think like 50. Yeah, I'd say like $5.
That's in the Dick Pic Hall of Shame. DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, ooh, former pro wrestler, big purveyor of DDP yoga.
Yeah,
yoga. $99. But he just shills his yoga now. He'd be like, "Welcome, taking you over, DDP yoga, Billy Gunn, get your shit together." I ain't down with that. I don't need DDP. Lindsay Lohan, $420. Wow, I like Lindsay Lohan. I like her a lot.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting one.
You're gonna like this one, Scott. Sarah Palin. She's in our budget. $200. Yeah, $200 for Sarah Palin.
Not bad. Not
okay.
Bad.
This next one is so good. Do you remember that documentary about that? It was on Netflix. It was about Firefest. That big destination music festival, like on its own island, and they got there and nothing was like, people paid thousands.
There,
yeah. And then if you saw the documentary, there was this guy and he was this guy from the Firefest documentary, Andy King. He was, he sucked dick for like bottled water to like, so that everybody would have water. And like he was dealing with third world fucking water pirates or something, and he sucked another dude's dick to get the water. He's 75.
Okay,
I think we should stay away from Andy King of the Firefest documentary.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea.
Stacy Dash,
ooh, like her.
$53. Stacy's probably done some math to arrive at 53.
Yeah, some kind of weird number.
Jose Canseco, one half of the Bash Brothers, dude. I didn't personally, but I remember my friends having like Bash Brothers posters on their walls growing up. Jose mm-hmm. Canseco, Mark McGuire. He's $100 for Canseco.
I just read something. He signed some kind of contract to fight somebody.
He's gonna fight one of those YouTube kids that knocks the fuck out of everybody. And then
yeah,
he was talking shit. He was like, "I fuck your daughter" or something. I don't think I want to get involved with Jose Canseco, dude.
Yeah, he's a little nutty.
The next guy I definitely don't want to get involved in. He's a current UFC fighter, but he's losing his mind. His name is Mike Perry. You familiar with Mike Perry?
Yes.
I made some money off Mike Perry a few weeks ago. So he only cost 80, but I made more than that on his fights. It's almost like Mike Perry provided me enough money to pay Mike Perry to do a cameo. yo, Saints legend Archie Manning. $250.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised he's that much.
He's almost too distinguished for taking the over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bam Margera, $100. How much you think Troy Aikman is?
I gotta think he's more expensive. He seems full of himself.
He's a little bit full of himself. He's $750.
Shit, he's very full of himself.
He's more than Drew. Fuck Troy Aikman. Get enough of him in my life already. Pee Wee Herman,
they're calling the game Sunday.
Yeah.
Aikman.
Yeah. Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens, $250. This next one I like. Also UFC legend Tito Ortiz is significantly more than Randy Couture. Tito Ortiz is $175.
Okay.
Dennis Rodman, $750.
Wow.
I would like to have Rodman, but not at that number.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Ricky Williams. Dude, I've hung out with Ricky a few times. I almost feel like I could probably get a discounted rate on Ricky, but he's $100.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. I'm going to put a star next to Ricky as well. Jake the Snake Roberts. I like Jake the Snake. You know what I like, dude? I like guys that have had a problem and have fixed it and come back and are like, yeah, like a redemption story. The redemption of Jake the Snake, the documentary that DDP made.
Mm-hmm.
Jake the Snake is $100.
That's not bad.
Tyreek Hill. 750 for Tyreek Hill. Oh, dude, this.
It's almost like you gotta have somebody with a voice that people would recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Without
you like, I want him to be recognizable, but I want it to be like kind of a little bit ironic, you know?
But, yeah.
I mean, there's points for like if it's a hot girl, if it's a good looking lady. This next one, Lolo Jones.
Yeah, you know,
I'm sure you're a Lolo fan, right?
Yeah, she's a LSU grad.
Uh huh. Lolo, and she, I think her stock kind of fell. She went on Celebrity Survivor or Celebrity, where they lock them in a house. Big Brother. She went on Celebrity Big Brother, dude, and she came off really, 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 really poorly. She did not represent herself well on there as a human being. She's $79.
She right now, she's on the challenge on MTV right now.
Yeah, that's what she's going to do now.
Yeah, she's on that. And she's doing the bobsled. She made the U.S. Winter Olympic team for the bobsled. They're doing trials or something in Germany, I believe, right now.
She's doing cameos for $79. This next one, he's a rumored new next head coach in the NFL, maybe of Jacksonville. Urban Meyer is $250. I got no interest in that. Sugar Ray Leonard, boxing legend, is $300. Recognizable name, not really for our audience.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have you guess this one. This one's outstanding. Caitlyn Jenner, Scott.
Oh God!
How much do you think Caitlyn Jenner charges?
500.
$2,500 for Caitlyn Jenner.
What?
Caitlyn's not fucking around, dude. She's money savvy. She's a businesswoman.
Gotta pay for all those operations.
Got a lot to pay for. Some of his medical bills aren't covered by insurance. Iced tea. Iced tea. $450.
He was just on, I don't know if you watched The Masked Dancer, or, you know, they have The Masked Singer. He was on The Masked Dancer. He was the first one to get eliminated. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched the first one.
He wears a costume and dances around on TV.
Yeah. He was the disco ball.
Oh, well, good for him. He's $450.
Big head as a disco ball. Okay.
Landon Collins is $30. Sean Payton. Coach Sean Payton. That would be a fun one. I think somebody's got him as an intro out there. So I'd stay away from him. But also his $1,000 price tag, that's going to keep me away too.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're a little bit of a pro wrestling fan, right? You know a little bit about pro wrestling?
Quite a bit. That's a story for another day. I have to tell you about this group that I'm in.
Okay, Eva Marie. She's a former diva.
Yes.
Dude, I a couple years ago, I bought like second row seats to go see the Thursday night show is, Thunder Takedown or SmackDown or some shit.
SmackDown.
I saw her. I was like in the second row. Brute. Probably the most attractive young lady I've ever been in the presence of. $75 for Eva Marie.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine she'd be much.
All right. She's coming back too, by the way. She's about to be on wrestling again. Violent J, one half of the Insane Clown Posse.
ICP.
$135. In fact, you can get the other half of the Insane Clown Posse, which is Shaggy 2 Dope. And he's $134. So you can get the entire Insane Clown Posse for $269. And that would be fun. Yeah. Big Frida. $200 to Big Frida. We'll move on to the next one. I got to tell you, this next guy I like a lot, dude. In fact, I aspire to be if people ask me, like, where are you trying to go with your life? And I say, Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's $200. I played poker with his brother.
Really?
Right before COVID started. Yep. I played poker with his brother like two or three nights in a row. I knocked him out of a tournament, and then the next night he was sitting next to me. Youngblood, you remember Youngblood from Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
He was the guy with the long silver ponytail.
Uh-huh.
Dude, nicest guy in the world. Super nice guy. Like, really? I don't like to take pictures with celebrities and like make it weird and stuff. I took a picture with Youngblood, dude. He was so cool. He was a really cool guy to sit next to at the poker table. Yeah. So I'm gonna put a star next to Dog the Bounty Hunter, dude. Cause I got a thing for Dog the Bounty Hunter, man.
Okay.
I'm cool with him.
How much was he?
200.
Okay.
Ric Flair, some say the greatest professional wrestler of all time, is 500.
Ooh. 500.
Rick needs the money, dude.
Yeah.
But that's a lie. All right, let's go exclusively Saints here for a minute.
All right.
Former Saint, current, I think, is he a broadcaster now? Lance Moore?
I don't know if he's a broadcaster.
He's on one of our channels down here in New Orleans market. He's $55. Lance is a cool guy. I used to see him at the Hooters on Vets a lot back in the day when he was playing. Jawan Johnson, I think he's one of our practice squad receivers.
Yeah.
$40.
Okay.
I'm going to pass on Jawan too. If you listened last week, this gentleman ended up on our Mount Rushmore of Saints legends, Morton Anderson. $100.
$100.
Former Saint. He was on the field last week for the Chicago Bears. A little bit of a catfish. Manti Te'o. $100. Yeah. $100 for Manti. Okay. Fuck that. That dude's creepy. It's a creepy dude. Garrett Hartley. $50 for Garrett. Marquez Callaway, $45. Also, I'm a big Callaway fan.
Yeah, he's been great this year. Very surprised he didn't get much playing time the last game. Hopefully. Well,
yeah.
I guess we'll get Michael Thomas back, it kind of, yeah.
We'll see. Cam Jordan. Cam, dude, he might be a future Hall of Famer. Definitely a future Saints Hall of Famer. Might be an NFL Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
$500 for Cam.
Wow.
Austin Carr, 35.
Oh, God.
Your pass on that one, too.
Yeah.
Away from the Saints, Marky Ramone of the Ramones is $100. Marky Ramone, little known fact about Marky Ramone, he's very, very politically conservative.
Really?
So you would think one of the fathers of punk rock would not be, but he is.
Nah.
Mike Portnoy. You can hear his music a lot on Taking the Over because I'm a big fan of his work. He is a former drummer for Ozzy Osbourne and also for Faith No More. He's 65. Rudy Rudiger, the actual Rudy. I actually got into an altercation with him in real life, too, in a hotel elevator. Both of us were pretty drunk. This was a long time ago. He's an asshole, by the way. I just want to say Rudy Rudiger is a motherfucker, and he can kiss fucking Billy Gunn's ass. Rudy
might be a good candidate
Rudiger.
Then.
No. I ain't doing business with this man. Even at $99, I'm not hiring Rudy. The million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. I like this a lot. Ted DiBiase, $75.
I saw him in an airport one time.
Yeah,
he was there. Yeah. He was there with he was kind of the handler over a bunch of wrestlers that were there. There was a few of them that were there.
But he's a clean living. He lives real clean now. In fact, I think he's a preacher now. Linda Cohn from SportsCenter, $25. Rick Riley, who used to have that article in the back of Sports Illustrated every week.
Yeah.
He's $50. He's an asshole, too. I met him, and I was warned. Like, I was at a Super Bowl party, that same Super Bowl I was talking about, and I was warned, don't talk to him and don't tell him anything. Because anything that you tell this man may end up in a Sports Illustrated column. Just don't talk to him. I was like, all right, cool. We'll talk to him. All right, the next one's a real, real, real solid candidate. Are you, obviously, you're a Pelicans fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you watch Pelicans broadcasts, I'm sure, right? Do you ever get this Pelicans broadcast? When I say Jen Hale, does that mean anything to you?
Yes, it does. It certainly does.
Jen Hale's $25, dude. Jen Hale's $25.
Cheap.
Bro. We got a leader in the clubhouse. Jen Hale, $25. So, Scott, do you have any preferences on any of those names? Just to recap the ones. Dice Clay's $299, Gilbert Gottfried's $150, Tommy Chong's $150, Dog the Bounty Hunter's $200, Ricky Williams is $100, Seiko's $100, Springer's $125. Jen Hale's $25.
I like Jen Hale. I like Dice Clay a lot. Like a whole lot. I know that's gonna blow every bit of the budget.
That's gonna be the whole budget, right?
But I like him a lot. But I almost think too, maybe, you know, DiBiase, I think, could be a sleeper just because, I mean, you're winning people money. He's all about the money.
$1 million man, dude. You know, he's got that cool theme, could do the theme song.
He could do the laugh, you know, and everything.
He might not approve of gambling because he's very, 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 very religious now. I don't know. We'll check it out.
$25.
$75, you think he'll dismiss his value?
Yeah. Hey, he signed up for this, not me, you know.
Hey, dude,
it's that clean living.
I think we've got our action item. Tune in to the next Take in the Oval with Billy Gunn to find out if Ted DiBiase will sell his values for $75.
There you go.
With a side of Jen Hale.
With a side of Jen Hale. I also don't mind Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake is good. I like Jake the Snake.
He's got a real, like, distinctive voice, and he can really, like, he's very good with, like, when he says stuff, like, you believe it. Like, he has that psychological game.
Jake's a good promo, dude. He's a legendary promo in pro wrestling. All right,
like
so.
Pee-wee Herman, too.
Pee-wee's good. Fuck Rudy Rudiger.
He'd have to do the voice. I mean, he'd have to do it in the Pee-wee voice. Like, you don't want, like, regular, you know, Ruben voice. You want Pee-wee Herman voice.
Dude, do you remember where you were when you found out that Pee-wee Herman got caught jacking off in a movie theater? I remember because it was like, it was in his prime.
Yeah.
I was like swimming in my neighbor's pool. You know, we were like 10 years old, and I just, you overheard the adults talking. And then, yeah. That was bad.
It was Pee-wee. So, and the guy that was sitting in front of him is the second most famous person to get shot in the back of the head in a movie theater.
I don't even know what that means.
Really?
I've been eating these gummies, dude. Well, no.
Lincoln would be the first person who.
Oh, he got shot in the back. I got you. I understand. He shot him.
You
in
with
back
me
of
now?
Yeah.
The head. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Oof. Oof. That's risque. All right, dude. All right. So, tune into the next Taking the Over to find out what we did with all this. Like I said, I'm excited. I think it was a good shtick for the week, and we needed it because we've only got 4 games this week, and so
yeah.
Obviously, I want to talk about the Saints more than anything else because it's Saints playoff time. I mean, if you're anything like me, dude, by the time Sunday gets here, bro, I'm humming. Like, I'm electric.
I'm like jacked up.
I'm jacked up on Sunday. This Sunday, it's going to be the late game. It's going to be nuts. But we'll talk about that one. But we're going to start with Saturday. And on Saturday, you've got the LA Rams taking on. Going to Green Bay, obviously. And, of course, we'll play the winner of this game, depending on who wins and depending on where it'll be. But Green Bay is a 6.5-point favorite in this game. The total on this game is 45.5. Scott, what's your thoughts on the Rams and Green Bay?
Ooh, with the Rams' defense, 6.5 points seems like a lot. It really does. I don't I could see Green Bay winning, but I could also see it being kind of a close game. But then I also think about It depends on how Goff's thumb is, because when he got into the game last week, you could tell his thumb wasn't right. The way he was throwing the ball, and the way it was just coming off of his hand, you could tell it wasn't right. So you wonder how much the offense is going to be able to move. They do have Akers, you know, that can run. But I don't know. I still think 6.5 is really a lot of points to be given up.
You'd be leaning Rams?
I think I would be. Yeah, I almost think I would be.
I think what the Rams should do is they should call Washington football team, and they should be like, hey, that Taylor Heineke guy you got, what's he how about we work something out?
Right, let's do a little quick trade real quick.
No, not even a trade. You can't trade now. You can't trade. They'd have to release.
Right,
the Rams
trade
would
down.
Have
yeah,
to claim.
Have to release.
Yeah, they'd have to work something out under the table. If the Rams were to get old Heineke, I think the Rams would win, but that's obviously not going to happen. I'm with you. I mean, 6.5 feels like a lot. What I'm going to do this week, Scott, is similar to what I did last week. And last week, my teasers went 3-0, and there's a method to the madness. And sometimes you got to work with what you got here. I think it's another good teaser opportunity. So what I want to do is I want to do a 7-point teaser this week, because I want to take – I'm not really so worried about this line on this game, but there's two other games that I'm going to pair up in this teaser, and 7 rather than 6 is going to be significant. And so, you know, like what I've learned this season, I mean, obviously I've gambled for a long time. I have a lot of gambling knowledge, but, I mean, I took it to a different level of study and intentionality this year. Dude, these guys that make the lines it's what they do. They're experts at it for a reason. There's a reason why the house wins, dude. You know, if you're a good football picker, you're hitting at a rate of 58%, 63%, 62%, 58% in that range. You're golden. You're almost pro level, you know. Yeah. But and it's because of those lines. So you've got to. To me, the teaser is a weapon. To me, the teaser is you fixing the fix, right? You're hacking,
right.
You're hacking it to your advantage. So we're going to employ a 7-point teaser this week. And what we're going to do is this LA Rams Green Bay game is going to be the first part of that. We're going to tease at 7. So it's going to go from Green Bay being a 6.5-point favorite to Green Bay getting a 0.5 on this 7-point teaser. All right. Official pick of the pod. Moving on to Baltimore. The Ravens are traveling to Buffalo. This one is fascinating. I mean, I think this is probably going to be the game that I'm second most excited to watch after the Saints game. And it's really, really hard to pick. Buffalo opened as a 3-point favorite. They've come down to a 2.5-point favorite. It's in Buffalo. Baltimore did look good last week. Buffalo kind of slowed down a little bit last week, but that was to be expected. The total on this game is 50. Scott, what's your thoughts on Baltimore at Buffalo?
I definitely think that's a tough one. That's probably one of the – I think probably the toughest one of the week. It's really going to rely on Lamar Jackson, whether he can do anything, you know, against Buffalo defense. I don't think he will be as successful as he was last week. I almost kind of like Buffalo in this game.
Yeah, you know, here's the problem. If you tease it, I mean, this game could go either way, right? So I don't feel comfortable doing this one straight. I don't feel comfortable doing this one money line. The total is a little bit tempting. The total is a lot tempting. You know,
yeah,
50 is kind of hanging out there. You could easily see, you know, that being hit. But this week, I don't think we need to even fool around. Me, I'm not fooling around with totals. Even if you tease Buffalo, you could tease Buffalo up to 4.5-point underdog, or you could give Baltimore 9.5. But I don't feel comfortable either way with that. So we're just going to stay away. We're just going to enjoy that game for what it is. Next game, Cleveland travels to Kansas City. Kansas City's getting 10 points. The total on this game is 57. It's pretty high total.
Sorry, you said Kansas City's getting?
They're giving 10 points. They're giving 10 points.
Okay.
Kansas City minus 10. Kansas KC minus 10.
It.
You got gummies. Apologies.
No worries.
Can't cover Chiefs, dude. The Chiefs didn't cover their ass at all, ever, all year long. If you go back and look at their victories, they won by three everywhere.
Yeah.
They didn't beat anybody definitively, anyone.
Right.
So I call it the can't cover Chiefs. I mean, it's very tempting just to take Cleveland plus 10 here.
Right.
Very, very, very tempting. I don't know. I'm gonna do this, and this is why I did a 7-point teaser instead of a 6-point teaser. I'm gonna tease Kansas City down to minus three with that 7-point teaser. Mm-hmm. Minus four, I feel, is a no go. Minus three is manageable because that's who they beat everybody by. And a little known fact, Scott, about teasers that most people think, and they treat them like parlays and other multiple bets. If this game pushes, you don't lose in a three-way teaser. If this game's a push, don't throw that ticket away. You're still alive. Because in a teaser, if you push and win, it's a push. If you push and win multiple, you win. But not, you just get it. You get it as a two-way rather than a three-way. So that's the very specific reason that we're doing 7 points this week instead of six, because getting KC to minus three, I think, is significant. I don't doubt that Kansas City's going to win this game. I don't think they're going to cover. They're not going to cover. They don't cover anything ever.
Yeah, they're not going to cover 10. I don't.
They're not going to cover 10. It's going to. Very tempting to take Cleveland straight up. As we get closer to game time, I may do that. Tampa coming to the dome. Take on the Saints. Saints have been hanging out as a 3-point favorite in this game. The total on this game is 52. So we got Saints minus three. Total is 52. Scott, what's your thoughts on Tampa coming to the dome to take on our beloved New Orleans Saints in the divisional playoffs?
This was tough for me because I don't typically bet. When I do bet, I don't typically bet Saints or LSU because I get too emotionally involved in it.
Right,
and I
usually,
you know, screw it up. But, man, I got to think the Saints are going to win by more than three. I think they win at least by 10.
We beat Tampa so bad. In that second meeting, it was like when they some kind of efficiency metric of performance, the Saints got like the highest score that the team could possibly get and has ever gotten historically. I mean, we just match up well with Tampa. You know, never underestimate. If you think you've seen fuckery from the officials all week, you have not seen anything yet. The potential for officiating fuckery in this week is insane because the league is you saw it last week against Washington football team, and that's one of the reasons why it was such a no-brainer to tease Tampa Bay down there, right? Because you knew in addition to Washington just not being able to move the ball, you had Tampa, you had the officials. It was a no-brainer. It's like the Bama game too. What I'm gonna do here, I mean, I don't like to bet on the Saints either. But if we lose, I'm going to be heartbroken either way.
Right.
I'm going to be fucked up either way if we lose. So I am looking at 7 points. Take the Saints from minus three and put the Saints at plus four. 7-point teaser.
Yeah.
And so that allows us, we just do these three games. We take Green Bay from being a 6.5-point favorite to a 0.5-point dog. We take KC from 10 to 3, and we take the Saints from minus 3 to plus 4, and we're all there. I think the Saints are going to win this game, dude. I mean, I do. If they lost, it'll be a letdown. If I hate to even say if we lose, but if we lose, I get the feeling it's going to be close. I get the feeling it's going to be a heartbreaking loss if we do lose.
Yeah.
You can pretty much book that it's going to be some.
Say you were in the sorority with her? Yeah, it would definitely be heartbreaking if they lose.
It'll be a tough one.
Yeah, it would be. It would, because I mean, Could it be Drew's last game? But pretty much. I mean, as far as we know, you know, he's probably going to retire, and it can't end like that. Not to
we do. We do know that this is Drew's last divisional playoff game, and this is the kind of the Drew farewell tour. It is heartbreaking that we can't have fans in the dome. I'm all about take 70,000 people like me that have already had COVID to put our asses in the dome. I don't see why any kind of mind can't come together on this. This just makes zero sense to me. But I'm going to take the Saints, and we're going to bring the Saints, like I said, the +4. Now, the way this works, Scott, on a 7-point teaser, odds are slightly different than a 6-point teaser, obviously. If we do this teaser three ways, just to put this out there, a $100 bet will win you $120. What you think? You got a winner here?
I think so.
Something you feel good about?
I feel very good about that. That's a very good tease. Very good with the 7, for sure.
I think when the Saints are in the Super Bowl, we pay Jen Hale to read our pick.
That'd be good.
I love Jen Hale. I need to get her on the show. All right. And we also need to get Jen Hale on taking the over. All right. So that's it for our divisional playoff recap. I'm just doing that teaser this week. I may lean into Cleveland +10. I know that sounds crazy because I've also got KC -3 in the teaser, but I don't know, man. It just really, really don't feel too comfortable about KC covering that whole 10. And 3 is going to be a push, but that's where we are at. Scott, we got anything else you want to make sure that we get to?
No, nothing I can think of. I think I'm interested to see where you land on that cameo list. I'll definitely be listening next week to find that.
Tune in next week. We're going to have the resolution of the cameo bonus bet and the C-list talent that we bring in. Dog the Bounty Hunter, Shaggy 2 Dope, Marquez Callaway. Who will it be? Tune in next week. I want to thank you all again for tuning in to listening and taking the over. Special divisional round with Scott. Scott, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm a big fan of the main pod. I'm thankful that you guys have brought me into the family here. I hope that it is a long and prosperous relationship for all of us.
Absolutely. And I'm definitely a big fan of your show. It's really taken off. You've done a tremendous job with it. And, you know, taking it from just the idea of it, and you just took off and ran with it, and you've done an excellent job. So congratulations on that.
Well, dude, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Scott is, I'm going to speak it into existence so that you have to do it, and there'll be no more excuses. You're not going to be able to say, I can't find a name for my show. Scott's going to do an LSU sports show coming up in the NFL offseason. I promise y'all. We're going to have Scott running an LSU show on the pod, on the Dome Patrol United podcast network here within 2021. We're speaking it in,
yes,
Scott, we speak your name. We speak it into existence. Been talking to a friend that does a lot of astrology lately, and she says if you got to say things and then they'll happen. So I'm saying that Scott
makes
is going
to
do. And it could be like, you know, Mike the Tiger's tube steak or whatever. I mean, I don't fucking plug a bunch of shit into a random name generator and it'll spit out a name for your podcast, because that's all that people seem to do anyway. Yeah, that's all people seem to do anyway, you know? Just we'll get to a name generator and you won't have that as your alibi anymore, so you'll have to do a show. Thanks again for coming on. Thank you for the kind words. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Scott, tell all the beautiful people good night.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
And for Billy Gunn, I want to tell you all that I love you, and we will see you on the other side later. The things you did today.